Well, three different periods. First one, we came out pretty good. We played solid. We played a solid first 20 minutes, and then the second period, we weren't as good as the first because we just backed off. We weren't as much on the puck as we were in the first period. And then we regrouped after the second, and then the third period was better. Our transition game was much better. We were moving the puck faster. We were able to create some chances offensively. 0-0 after three, and then the goal in overtime. But I thought we came out pretty good for a team that's coming back after a very long road trip and after all the stories that we know. That was the first period that I was expecting to be more difficult, but I think the second, the guys were struggling a little bit energy-wise, and then the third period, we just emptied the tank, and Eric Comrie was really good. We had some pretty good looks on the power play. Couldn't finish. PK did a good job. So overall, I'm pretty proud of those guys, the way they came out tonight. Yeah, he was outstanding. Well, our goalie was good, their goalie was good, so it was a good battle there. But Eric was really good when we needed him. But he's an elite goalie, and we could see it tonight.
The start of the year, his top line tonight was Lemieux, Rostovic, Glennie. At the start of the year, Rostovic and Lemieux were in your bottom six, and Glennie wasn't in the lineup. I know no coach wants to make excuses, but what can you say about your team's battle with the depth, having to go to the well with a lot of ECHL players and a lot of other players up with the Jets?
Well, first of all, I just want to clarify that the top line is the line that is on the ice at that moment. So whoever is on the ice is the top line, and then everybody else is watching from the bench. So we try to play as much as possible our lineup and go through the four lines as much. We've been playing 11 forwards for a few games now in a row because we have to. But overall, those guys, they play a lot of minutes, obviously. Jack's line, because they are on the power play, they're 5-on-5, and often they're on the PK as well, so they're playing heavy minutes, and obviously they're getting matched against or the other team is trying to match their top defensemen, but overall, the guys are giving their best, and that's what we expect. We want to be perfect in our efforts and our work ethic, and we are. We're going to make mistakes, like everybody else do, but the way they prepare and the way they regroup and the way they battle, it's got to be a 10.
How do you like Brendan Kitchen's game coming back into lineup after a long absence at the start of the year?
He's getting better every game. I mean, it takes a while. When guys are injured, it takes a little while for them to get the timing back, and it's just a matter of timing. He's got a good offensive mind, and we can see he's moving the puck. He's moving with more ease on the blue line offensively. He's seeing more things quicker now. So he's getting better. I didn't mind his game at all.
Did you like the line of Lapon, DeSalvo, Lodge, creating a lot of chances?
Very much. Those guys are moving. They're on the puck. They're turning pucks over. They're creating turnovers, that's what I mean, and they're creating things offensively, so it's but and that line is playing well defensively. When we need to break out, they're in the right position, so the breakouts are much easier when you're in the right position. Those guys are doing a good job.